It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week's subject will be when you're hanging on by thread. I don't know about you, but I've felt a lot like that lately. And today, day one, we're going to talk about acknowledge and processing emotions. Scripture comes from Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. You know, when your world falls apart, it's tempting to hide your feelings either because you fear they're going to overwhelm you or because you think that strong Christians shouldn't feel this way. But Scripture tells a different story. The Psalms are filled with raw, unfiltered cries of grief and fear and frustration. The prophets lamented as well. Jesus himself, knowing that he would soon raise Lazarus, stood outside the tomb and just wept. Grief, anger, fear, and confusion are not signs of weak faith. They are a human response to the real pain that we all go through. Now, God does not shame you for your emotions, but he invites you to bring them into his presence. Pretending you're fine doesn't heal your heart. It only pushes the pain deeper. Think of your emotions like pressure in a bottle. If you keep tightening the cap, eventually what happens? It will explode. But when you allow yourself to feel, to speak, and to even cry, you release the pressure and give God room to begin his healing work. When you let the truth of your heart rise to the surface, you open the door for God's comfort to enter. He's not asking you to clean yourself up before coming in. He's asking you to come exactly as you are, even with all of those broken pieces. So some things to think about, maybe try, is maybe name what you're feeling. Write it down, whatever you're feeling, sadness, fear, anger, disappointment, loneliness. Naming them takes away some of their power. And give yourself permission to feel. You don't need to get over it, as some people say, by a certain time, because healing takes as long as it takes. And that's different for each person. Find a safe outlet. Share your thoughts with a trusted friend, a pastor, or counselor who will listen without any judgment. And of course, release your emotions to God by praying out loud, writing a letter to him, or even sit in silence, letting him hold your unspoken pain. And of course, you can always pay attention to the physical signs of stress. Stress that includes like the tension in your neck. Headaches, fatigue can be signals that emotions are just bottling up. And try journaling or talking to someone you trust. And most of all, don't be afraid to cry. Tears are not weakness. They're a God-designed release valve for your heart. Lord, we feel shattered. Our hearts are heavy, and we don't even know how to begin putting the pieces back together sometimes. But you promised to be close to the brokenhearted. We open our hearts to you today. Every emotion, every tear, please hold us in your presence and begin the healing work only as you can do. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.